Hi there. The word for today is on being there. In Romans 12, verse 8, reading from the Message, Paul writes, "If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond." We say, well, it's not my responsibility. I don't want to get involved. Ever said those words? You may have thought you had a good reason. Perhaps it was an inconvenient time. But according to Scripture, the bottom line is you didn't offer help to someone in need, and you're not alone. Research confirms that the trend today to avoid involvement is increasing worldwide. Nevertheless, being there for others is what the Bible clearly teaches. Jesus in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, says we're supposed to love God and, what? Love your neighbor as yourself. Crises generally present themselves in three ways. Let's look at each. One, situational crisis includes serious illnesses, the death of a loved one, or breakdown in family relationships. And the patriarch Job, bless his heart, experienced all of these. And second, there's developmental crisis, which happens over the course of life, such as leaving home, going away to college, marriage adjustments, parenting, retirement, or declining health. Abraham and Sarah knew all about living through developmental crisis. They left the security of their home and family in Ur of the Chaldees and endured years of travel, wandering in childlessness. And on top of that, when they got a child, God asked them to sacrifice their one and only miracle son. Third, there's self-awareness crisis, and that's when you discover disturbing truths about yourself. Maybe you're told that, humanly speaking, your illness is incurable, or you see yourself as a failure because now you're too old to realize your life's goals. Or you face the reality of being divorced or widowed, or you feel rejected because of your background. People like Elijah and Jonah are examples of self-awareness crisis. So, do any of these examples bring someone you know to mind? If so, here's what the Bible says. Be quick to respond. And that's the word for you today.